the world has its mind on fashion. Well, the fashion world has its mind on fashion as the major designers begin to unveil next year's spring lineup. Ralph Lauren employee Tony Young also has her mind on fashion because she's suing the designer.
I've had black clients come to me and say, you know, this has been the worst shopping experience of my life. You know, how do you deal with it? You know, I'm a shopper and I can't deal with it.
Day-to-day reporter Mike Pesca, this woman is not suing Ralph Lauren because some customers have had bad service?
No, Alex. Tony Young is alleging discrimination. She says a manager of Ralph Lauren's San Francisco Polo store called her a black bitch and asked her if she spoke Ebonics. She says an assistant manager complained that her hair was too nappy and needed to be straightened. She also says that every time a black customer walks in the store, a secret code is relayed to employees, alerting security to look out for shoplifting. The company wouldn't comment on the lawsuit. Now, if Young's allegations are true, it might just be one poorly run store or a few poorly thought out security policies. Or it may have something to do with Ralph Lauren's corporate culture.
And what do you mean by that? What corporate culture?
Well, Ralph Lauren, to quote his annual report, wants to inspire the world to live life with style. Fine, but Ralph's definition of style is obviously tied to things like country clubs and yachting and polo ponies, which is also fine in and of themselves, unless those things come to equal whiteness. And that's where a retailer like Polo or Abercrombie & Fitch can butt up against the multicultural reality of America 2003. So to get a grasp of the Ralph Lauren image, I went to the Ralph Lauren store in Beverly Hills. That's Rodeo Drive traffic you're hearing. And I relied on the eyes of a marketing professor, UCLA's Amy Drolet, who told me what she saw.
It was like going into a very wealthy, early 20th century Manhattanites mansion. And you look on the stairs and there's all the photos of the family members you wish you had and you'd wish had left you money. And, you know, and of course there are knickknacks everywhere, nautical themes, horsey themes, all of the things that go along with being a WASP, all the things you have to do as a WASP. You have to sail, you have to ride horses, you have to pack in nice luggage.
Of course, all your imagined ancestors depicted in the vintage photos on the mansion's walls are white people. That's not surprising coming from a high-end retailer, says Leon Winter, author of American Skin, Pop Culture, Big Business, and the End of White America.
To the extent that there is some kind of taint that might possibly still be associated with non-whites, because after all, for so many years in marketing for this country, that was the state of affairs. You didn't want that association, and especially in high fashion.
But he says there is an irony.
And at the same time, you couldn't help noticing that when a rapper or so on decides to mention your product by name, that can drive share points.
That's what happened to Tommy Hilfiger. A decade ago, Tommy Hilfiger was just a less articulated version of Ralph Lauren. But when rappers began to wear and sing about his styles, Hilfiger embraced it. And as a result, exploded in popularity. But the market was fickle and the backlash was severe, and Tommy Hilfiger's fortunes have plummeted. Of course, Ralph Lauren noticed. The proof, according to UCLA's Amy Drolet, is mere steps outside Ralph Lauren's Rodeo Drive entrance.
If you just walk a few feet down the block, there is an empty store, large store, that was the Tommy Hilfiger store. And I think that it closed in part because of overexpansion. I think you can still see get a Tommy Hilfiger store in the Beverly Center Mall, and that's probably where the rent is cheaper. But it is a bit of an emblem about, you know, the rise and somewhat fall or decline of some brands.
So, Alex, in the past decade, no brand has risen like Abercrombie & Fitch.
What, wasn't Abercrombie once associated with Teddy Roosevelt and Ernest Hemingway going on safari?
It was, and it earned a reputation as stuffy, old, and waspy. But today, teens love Abercrombie, and it's getting a reputation as sexy, young, and, well, waspy, in the pages of their catalogs and in their hiring practices. At least that's what's alleged in a lawsuit brought by a group of Hispanic, Asian, and black employees and applicants who say they were turned away from not fitting what Abercrombie calls the classic American look.
So are you talking about racism or something called lookism?
Well, Tony Young says the lookism she experienced was racism. And while Ralph Lauren's not commenting on the suit, their problem is they have such a strong brand image, which is exactly what a brand wants, but because of what that image is, they're susceptible to the kinds of lawsuits over employment practices that they're dealing with right now.
All right, thanks, Mike. But while Toni Young is carrying out this suit against Ralph Lauren, she still is working for the store.
That's right, Alex.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Alex.